Knock it down.
The defendant, Dade Murphy, who calls himself Zero Cool, has repeatedly committed criminal acts of a malicious nature. This defendant possesses a superior intelligence, which he uses to a destructive and antisocial end. His computer virus crashed 1,507 systems, including Wall Street trading systems, single-handedly causing a 7-point drop in the New York stock market.
Dade Murphy, I hereby fine your family $45,000 and sentence you to probation, under which you are forbidden to own or operate a computer or touch-tone telephone until the day of your 18th birthday.
Emma?
What are you doing?
I'm taking over a TV network.
Finish up, honey, and get to sleep. And happy birthday.
Security, Norm.
Norm is speaking. Norman, this is Mr. Eddie Vedder from accounting. I just had a power surge here at home that wiped out a file I was working on.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
Gee.
Right, well, my BLT drive on my computer just went AWOL, and I got this big project due tomorrow for Mr. Kawasaki, and if I don't get it in, he's going to ask me to commit Harry Carey. Yeah, well, you know these Japanese management techniques.
Could you read me the number on the modem? It's a little boxy thing, Norm, with switches on it. Let's my computer talk to the one there.
212-555-4240. So cold.
so-called American Indians, Latinos, and blacks come from a genetically mediocre stock.
Yak.
Being aware of racial division.
Get a job.
And I am. Say I'm a...
Experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Hey.
Zero. No, wait.
Is this the day? Is this the beginning of the end? There is no time to wonder. No time. Why is it happening? Why is it finally happening?
Unbelievable.
There is time only for fear.
A hacker.
Here's the pain of panic. Do we pray? Or do we merely run now?
Yeah, okay, acid burn. That's enough. On me.
Morning. You unpack your stuff yet? Up all night again, huh?
Can this wait until both of my eyes are open?
Can I cut the electricity to his room so he'll sleep normal hours? He's been playing with his computer all night for a solid week. Well, yes, he could be playing with himself. Yes, I'll ask Dade. You like girls, don't you?
Yeah. Just haven't found one as charming as you yet.
You haven't been doing anything stupid, right, Dade? Right, Dade?
Right, Mom. And I'm still a virgin.
Didn't you? Dave, turn the shower off. You screw up again and you won't get into college.
I'm sorry we had to move in your senior year. I didn't want to sell the house, but I had to take this new job. You know that. You're going to love New York, the city that never sleeps.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just looking for the principal's office.
Sorry, I can't help you, kid.
Forget it!
Bye.
You have your transfer forms. It's a relatively straightforward question. Do you speak English?
Sorry. You wanted...
I wanted transfer forms. Okay. Are you coming? Jim is through there. In the cafeteria.
Great. Cool. What's your name?
Kate Libby. Who's your class?
My class? You mean I'm not in your class?
No, you're not in my class.
Give me time.
Hey, you know? Yeah. How about the pool, Kate? Pool?
Yeah, there's an Olympic-sized swimming pool up on the roof. Take the stairs over there.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks.
Hold the door!
No pool.
Bayless, who was arrested at the anti-fur rally. I know some of you kids got computers at home, but these are school property, people, and I don't want to see any gum stop me. Chapter 1. Designing graphical interface.
So, what's your interest in Kay Libby, eh? Academic? Purely sexual?
Homicidal?
What's up, man? I'm the freak. The phantom freak? The king of Nine X?
I got it.
I know you play the game. Yeah. I got it. Joey.
Run.
One more dude at you and I'm gonna slap the shit out of you, okay? Now, I try to save you from yourself, but you gotta stop letting your mama dress you, man. You hopeless. Check it.
I need a handle, man. I mean, I don't have an identity until I have a handle.
You know, you're right about that. Check it, Friday.
Look, all right, wait. I was a master of disaster, huh?
You're hopeless, man. Utterly hopeless.
Ultra laser. Dr. Doom.
Software here. One of the world. All great artists that are fixated on their own vomit.
Oh, nice.
You can't get this in stores, man.
I made one of a kind.
All major transactions.
Please deposit $5 for the first minute. Thank you.
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
a nice score for a girl.
Think you can do better?
I'll give it a shot.
Is this kid bothering you, Kate?
Sorry, can I get some room here?
Yeah, why don't you come up here?
Looks like I'm on top.
Congratulations. No one's ever beat it before. Just made an enemy for life. Boy meets world. Let's go. Curtis.
And what's he do?
That's it, you're looking at it. He just looks slick all day.
Go! Must have a leak.
Oh man, this is gonna be good.
God gave men brains larger than dogs so they wouldn't hump women's legs at cocktail parties. Ruth Libby.
I'm not so sure your mother qualifies as a significant author of the 20th century.
Her last book sold 2 million copies.
Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of the night.
Skinsburg.
Nice, very nice.
He's not in this class.
I said give me time.
He's not enrolled in this class.
Well, he's on my list. Of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most.
Ozzy Osbourne.
You. What is your name?
Manuel Goldstein. Sir?
You, however, are not on my list.
Whoa, this isn't woodshop class?
sir.
How was school?
What did we learn in school today?
Revenge.
Ah. Did we meet somebody special?
No. No one special.
Okay, I gotta get back to work. I'm gonna be home late. Would you try and please fill these out? Don't worry. It's only the rest of your life.
Right. Anything else? You want me to mow the lawn?
Oops.
Forgot. New York, no grass.
And unpack.
Absolutely nothing. And your name goes to like 17 computers a day. 1984. You're right, man. That's a typo. Orwell's here now. He's living large. We have no names, man. No names. We are nameless. Okay, score fry.
Meet serial killer. Eyes on Fruit Loops. But he does know things.
Anyway, guys, listen to me.
I'm in this computer, right? So I'm looking around.
You got those Crayola books?
Oh, yeah. Technicolor rainbow.
Yeah. Green one.
What is that? Let me see. What are these?
International Unix environments.
Luscious orange.
Computer security criteria, DoD standards. The pink shirt book, guide to IBM PCs. So-called due to the nasty pink shirt that I wears on the cover. Devil book, Unix Bible.
What's that?
Dragon book, compiler design.
Yeah.
The Red Book, NSA Trusted Networks, otherwise known as the Ugly Red Book that won't fit on a shelf.
Anyway, guys, come on. I'm in this computer, right? I'm looking around, you know, throwing commands at it. I don't know where it is or what it does or anything. It's like choice. It's just beautiful, okay? Like 4 hours, I'm just messing around in there. Finally, I figure out, and it's a bank. Right? Okay. So it's a bank. So, this morning, look in the paper. Some cash machine in, like, Bumsville, Idaho, spits out $700 into the middle of the street.
That's kind of cool.
That was me. I did that.
And you did this from your house.
What are you, stoned or stupid? You don't hack a bank across state lines from your house. You get nailed by the FBI. Where are your brains? In your ass? Don't you know anything?
Stupid, man. It's university stupid. You guys always think I should know everything. You never tell me anything. All right, right?
All right, what are the three most common used passwords?
Love, secret, and sex. But not in that order, necessarily, right?
Yeah, but don't forget God. System operators love to use God. It's that whole male ego thing.
Look, you want to be elite? You got to do a righteous hack. None of this accidental shit.
Yeah, you want a seriously righteous hack. You score one of those Gibsons, man. You know, supercomputers they use to, like, do physics and look for oil and stuff?
Ain't no way, man. Security's too tight. The big iron?
Maybe, but if I were gonna hack some heavy metal, I'd work my way back through some low security and try the back door.
Yeah, but, oh, man. Wouldn't you just love to get one of those Gibsons, baby?
Yo, who ate all of my fries?
Joey?
What? No. I didn't touch your fries. I did not touch your fries.
Cereal man, you owe me a pack.
No, it's him, man.
You suck. Hey, man, you need to lay off of that shit. What are you doing?
Well, I hit you.
No!
run, home run. Okay, okay, okay. You and me, Lucy. We're gonna show him, baby.
Something weird's happening on the net.
As in what, you hapless techno-weenie?
The accounting subdirector in the Gibson's working really hard. We got one person online, and the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
Okay, okay, we need proof that we were here. But, yeah, garbage. Okay, give me garbage.
Activity to Terminal 23.
Let's echo 23, see what's up.
God wouldn't be up this late. Switching control center. I need to trace a call that's in progress.
Hold on, Mom. Hold on 1 second.
Open the door, Joseph.
Okay. There you go.
Dad, please. Now. Sweet dreams, Joe.
He's gone.
Did you get a trace?
Yeah, we got him.
Good.
No. Don't know who he is. Do you? Nikon! Lord Nikon, this is...
Crash Override.
Never heard of you. Is there anything?
No. Come on!
Leave this neighborhood.
What, your mom buy you a pewter for Christmas? Does he know anything?
Sure, man. He's a lead.
Nikon King, can I crash your place tonight?
Again? Yeah, sure.
Hackers penetrate and ravage delicate, private, and publicly owned computer systems, infecting them with viruses and stealing what? Materials for their own ends. These people,
this is Richard Gill, your hacker enemy number one, man.
Thank you, Mr.
You're a boner.
Yep, showtime.
What's going on?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to our show!
Hack the Planet.
Hack the Planet!
And for those late night hacks,
Don't Cola, the soft drink of the elite hacker.
Who are these guys?
It's Razor and Blade.
Find a payphone in a remote
Razor and Blade.
That's right, this is a payphone.
Don't ask.
As you can see, it's just a simple microcassette recorder. Hook it up to the phone and drop in $5 and quarters.
Record the tones that the coins make, then hang up and get your money back.
And never again pay for a service that would be dirt cheap.
If it weren't run by a bunch of profiteering gluttons.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime. It's a survival trait.
Baby, I'm a real wild child. I'm a wild one. I'm a wild one.
Thank you very much.
How's it going, Ray?
Looks good, sir. We got an uncorrupted hard drive.
In English, please. Didn't spend 10 years protecting the president so I could finish my career feeling like an idiot.
I'm sorry, sir. We caught him by surprise, so we don't think he had enough time to erase his computer files.
Good. Good man. All right, let's finish up here. Take him in for interrogation.
All right, sir.
Agent Gill, can you spare a moment of your time?
Why, of course, Jennifer.
Joey! Just how dangerous are hackers?
Well, hackers penetrate and ravage delicate private and publicly owned computer systems, infecting them with viruses and stealing sensitive materials for their own ends. These people, they're terrorists.
Thank you, Mr.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Please be seated. I see we're still dressing in the dark, Eugene.
Once again, don't call me Eugene. A recent unknown intruder penetrated using a super user account, giving him access to our whole system.
Precisely what you're paid to prevent.
Someone didn't bother reading my carefully prepared memo on commonly used passwords. Now then, as I so meticulously pointed out, the four most used passwords are love, sex, secret, and God. So would Your Holiness care to change her password? A hacker planted the virus.
Virus?
Yesterday, the ballast program for a super tanker training model mistakenly thought the vessel was empty and flooded its tanks.
Excuse me.
The little boat flipped over. A virus planted within the Gibson computer system claimed responsibility.
What, it left a note?
Unless $5 million are transferred to the following number account in 7 days, I will capsize 5 tankers in the Annex and fleet.
Is that...
That is the virus. Leonardo da Vinci. The problem is we have 26 ships at sea and we don't know which ones are infected.
Well then, put the ship's ballast under manual control.
There's no such thing anymore, Duke. These ships are totally computerized. They rely on satellite navigation, which links them to our network and the virus wherever they are in the world.
So what are we supposed to do?
Well, luckily you have a gifted and talented security officer. I traced the hacker's call. The Secret Service picked him up this morning. I'll just search his files for the original virus code and then I can eliminate it.
Now look, now we expect you to get onto this right away, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how soon?
Well, we're working on it as fast as we can. This is a very common occurrence in corporations as large as ours. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, right. Are you sure about that,
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah, the Secret Service is helping us out 100%. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be in touch.
Hey, okay. Talk to you later.
What the hell was that all about?
I had to move fast. The hacker copied my garbage file.
What?
I created Mr. Da Vinci so we could call in the Secret Service. So they'd arrest the hacker, seize his equipment, things that we can't do on our own.
I don't want to go to jail for this.
Relax.
Think about the $25 million.
But you've created a virus that's going to cause a worldwide ecological disaster just to arrest some hacker kid?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, you know you're sick, Eugene.
I'll take care of this.
All right, sir.
I can cancel at any time. I don't need any program code, but it's the perfect cover to confiscate the disk and find out how much of that garbage file's been copied.
Get it! Why did I ever trust you? Get the file, otherwise you'll lose all your toys.
Did you find the program for the virus on any of the disks we confiscated?
No. He's either very smart or very stupid.
Then he stashed it somewhere. Or he has an accomplice. We'll release him until his indictment. Keep tight surveillance and see if he leads us to your disk.
Unit 3 outside suspect Joey Pardillo's apartment. Nothing to report. Suspect still grounded by his mother.
Listen to this bullshit. This is our world now. The world of the electron and the switch. The beauty of the bond. We exist without nationality, skin color, or religious bias. You wage wars, murder, cheat, lie to us and try to make us believe it's for our own good, yet we're the criminals. Yes. I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. Huh? Right? Manifesto? You may stop me, but you can't stop us all.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool?
Yeah, cool.
You think it's cool?
It's cool.
It's not cool. It's commie bullshit.
So what do you think? I crashed your place tonight?
What is it with this guy?
His parents missed Woodstock and he's been making up for it since. Hey, you hear about Joey's bus?
Yeah. Probably has something to do with that bank in Idaho.
You think he could hack a Gibson?
Did you talk to him?
Nope. His mom said he's grounded for his next 3 lifetimes. He isn't a good sort with his computer friend. Secret Service is really out to get him. Hey, there's a big party tonight. You want to go? Is that Kate? Thought so.
Oh, yeah. Little Pelvis. Little Pelvis. Tim Booty. How's fun, man?
Ah! Come on. Get him on. Let's go. Right away.
What the hell are you doing? Blake!
Huh? Huh?
Blake!
Gil.
I think we got something.
Ugh. Hard copy. Dade Murphy.
Take your gun! Don't move!
Blake! What are you...
Shut up!
Stop! What are you doing?
Shut up! Get off me!
Jump out!
Sit in the bed and keep your hands where we can see him.
The year was 1988, and this nasty virus crashed 1,500 systems in one day.
1,507.
It got you 7 years probation. No computer, couldn't even use a touch-tone phone.
Must have been hell, huh? Zero cool. A virus has been planted in the Ellingson mineral computer system. You were our prime suspect, till we trashed your stuff and found no trace of it.
However, we've come to believe that one Joey Pardell is involved in this Ellingson virus. He, or perhaps his accomplice, has a disk that Mr. Belford needs to disable that virus. We want you to help us find it.
Gil. Loser.
believe you were only 11 when you wrote this. It's quite an impressive virus. Date. I know how you might feel about narking on your friends, but we're hackers. For us, there's no such thing as family and friends. We're each our own country, with temporary allies and enemies. I'd like to make a treaty with you.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm the one who understands you. Now, can we be allies?
Nah. I don't play well with others.
Watch which friends you do play with. A record like yours could land you in jail, get you kicked out of school, no colleges would take you, no future. Exiled from everyone and everything you love. I'll be in touch. Fine. Oh, and Dave. Try to stay out of trouble, okay?
Blow me.
Thank you.
Apartment 16-555-4817.
Boom! How did you know that?
I got photographic memory. The curse. Lisa!
Look at that pooper, man. Spandex. It's a privilege, not a right.
Hi, my name is Vicky, and I'm an addict.
Hi, my name's Hank, and I'm an addict.
My name's Joey, but I'm not an addict. No, really. Listen, look. I got trouble with my computer, right? Okay. My lawyer told the judge that I'm an addict, but I'm not addicted to my computer. No, really. I'm not an addict. I'm not. Can I get some more coffee?
Yo, check this out, guys. This is insanely great. It's got a 28.8 BPS modem.
Yeah? Display?
Act the Matrix, man. A million psychedelic colors. Man, baby, sweet.
I want it.
I want it to have my children.
Yeah, I bet it looks crispy in the dark.
Yo, hit the light.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, shit. Come on. Yeah.
Was that her top?
One-handed.
Difficulty rating.
7.
Baby.
Wow. Burns wetware matches her softwear.
Burn.
What are you guys doing in here? I'm sorry, we're sorry. Just checking out your fly laptop.
It's hyped, you know. You in the butter zone now, baby.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I want to triple the RAM, all right?
Ooh, Leopard Boy. And the Decepticons. Kate. Kate, you're not going into that computer shit now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
The sensitive type.
What is he doing in here?
Relax, Burn. He's my guest.
Burn. Your acid burn. You booted me out of OTV?
What?
I'm crash override.
You're the moron that's been invading my turf?
Whoa. Crash and burn.
Murphy kid turned you down?
I disguised myself as an Alabama state trooper and penetrated the FBI NCIC.
Pervert? What are you talking about?
The FBI computer holds files on 20 million Americans. I just hacked into it.
Congratulations.
From here, I got access to every piece of data ever stored on Dade Murphy's parents. His parents separated 5 years ago, reconciled 2 years later, filed for divorce last year, custody battle. Boy chose to go with his mother.
So?
So, we get the mother, we get the boy.
I'm just looking.
It's too much machine for you.
Yeah?
I hope you don't screw like your type.
Has a killer refresh rate.
P6 chip. Triple the speed of the Pentium.
Yeah. It's not just the chip. It has a PCI bus. But you knew that.
Indeed. RISC architecture is going to change everything.
Yeah. RISC is good. Sure this sweet machine's not going to waste?
Crash override. What was it? Mess with the best, die like the rest.
Yeah.
Are you challenging me?
Name your stakes.
If I win, you become my slave.
Your slave?
cash. You'll do shit work, scan, crack copyrights, whatever I want.
Deal. And if I win?
Make it my firstborn.
Make it our first date.
You're not gonna win.
And you have to smile.
I don't do dates. But I don't lose either, so you're on.
So here's the deal. The chosen contest, to hassle Secret Service agent Richard Gill and get one back for Joey.
Our decisions are final by a vote of 2-1. No appeals.
The duel will last until we declare a winner.
Use only the dial-up, access codes, and passwords in your collection. Can't ask for any help from us.
Talking to me?
Any questions?
Yeah. Who's gonna notify his next of kin? Ready in the personal ad. Disappointed white male, cross-dresser, looking for discreet friend to bring dreams to reality. Leather, lace, and water sports. Transvestites, welcome.
I know where you can stick it. I know where you can stick it.
I just want to lick your earlobes. I want to lick your lips.
Oh, you going to lick?
And then I'm going to
lick. You want to lick something? Lick this.
That's why they call me Spag.
Oh, that's disgusting.
My heart is steaming for you. It's
much.
I hope to spank you with my
hand. Oh, spank your ass.
Turn you over and make you.
Adam.
You inquired about an employee of ours, Agent Richard Gill?
Yes.
Our records indicate he's deceased.
What?
Dead. Dead?
Yeah, like rigor mortis, habeas corpus.
Very impressive.
Superhero-like, even.
Yeah, whatever. What's the score?
Time.
Oh, shut up!
Due to Mr. Gill's untimely demise and all, I guess you two will have to improvise the next round.
Right. I win. You wear a dress on our date.
And if I win, so do you.
Deal.
Yes.
Dave. I didn't know your size, so I guessed. You are man enough to stick with the deal, aren't you?
No.
Wanted to know who I am, Zero Cool? Well, let me explain the New World Order. Governments and corporations need people like you and me. We are samurai, the keyboard cowboys, and all those other people out there who have no idea what's going on are the cattle. Moo. I need your help. You need my help. Let me help you earn your spurs. Think about it. Enjoy the laptop, Cool. Tell me where the disc is.
You look pitiful. Okay, you're not grounded anymore.
Big deal. The garbage file's got shit in it, Joey.
No, it's like hot or something. I don't know.
Joey, a garbage file holds miscellaneous data. What? Junk. Bits of stuff that's been erased, man.
I copied it from Ellington, okay? They're asking me about it, all right? Yeah. Take a look for me.
Okay. Oh, shit, Joey, you got a tail.
Shit.
Wake up.
Amanu, time for school.
Come on.
Deja vu.
Ray Fan says you're under arrest under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986.
La computadora de mierda. Que te dije que no estás jugando con esa computadora de mierda.
What are you waiting for? Arrest me already.
You get one call. Uno. Understand?
Hello, operator services.
Hello, operator. I'm having trouble dialing a number.
What number, please?
555-4202.
Just one moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Freak?
I'm freaking.
Joey wasn't making it up. He really hacked into Ellington. He gave me the disc with the file he copied, and now I'm in jail. They're charging me with some serious shit.
And this stuff I didn't even do, like, get this, inserting some virus called Da Vinci?
And they keep asking about you guys.
You think they're gonna bust us?
Yeah.
You better figure out what's on that disc, because we're being framed. It's in that place where I put that thing that time.
now I see what all the fuss is about. Hey.
Welcome.
It's a nice room.
We need your help.
Do my ears deceive me?
No. The truce, you guys. Listen, we got a higher purpose here, right? A wake-up call from the Nintendo generation. We demand free access to data. Well, it comes with some responsibilities. When I was a child, spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Look, it's Corinthians 1, chapter 13, verse 11. No, duh. Come on.
Frank and Joey are being framed. We need your help to figure out what's on this disc.
I can't. Everybody who touches that thing gets busted. I can't afford to get arrested. I'm sorry.
Maybe we should just go to the bathroom or something.
What is it with you? Well, I know we've been playing games, but we're supposed to be on the same side, and we really need your help. I really need your help.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Okay. Well, could you just make a copy of the disc? And just hide it in case we get busted so we have something to give our lawyers, something that hasn't been tampered with. Can you do that?
Listen, you guys, help yourself to anything in the fridge. Cereal has.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll copy it.
Okay, thank you.
The girl has the disc I need.
I told you, I don't play well with others.
Turn on your laptop. Set it to receive a file.
Lauren Murphy is now a wanted felon in the state of Washington.
Forgery, embezzlement, 2 drug convictions.
Plus she jumped parole. When she's arrested, she will not have a trial. She will not pass go. She will go directly to jail.
Then I change this file back to the original, and your mom disappears.
That's bullshit.
What can I tell you? Computers never lie, kid. Your mom will be arrested at work.
She'll be handcuffed and later strip searched.
You lay a finger on her and I'll kill you.
Kid, don't threaten me. There are worse things than death, and I can do all of them.
I got it.
But listen, Kate didn't know what's on it. I mean,
she came to me to figure it out. She's not the one who planted the virus. You leave her alone.
Hey, don't worry, kid. If she's innocent, she'll be fine. Your mommy's safe now, okay?
Thank you.
Kate, listen.
Hold on.
I have to tell you something.
Hold on a sec.
Look at this. It's so lean and clean.
Not like a hacker wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, look at this. The thing is dead.
Wait, that's ill, man. It's incomplete. It's taking forever and a day to figure out. Take some coffee.
Tag, you're in.
It's a worm.
What's this one eat?
It nibbles. You see all of this?
This is every financial transaction Ellingson conducts, yeah? From million-dollar deals to the $10 that some guy pays for gas.
The worm eats a few cents from each transaction.
No one's caught it because the money isn't really gone. It's just data being shifted around.
And when the worm's ready, it zips out with the money and erases its tracks.
Joey got cut off before he got to that part. Check it out. By this point, it's already running at what? Twice the speed is when it started.
Right, and at this rate, it ends its run in
2 days.
Judging by this segment alone, man, it's already eaten about
$21.8 million, man.
Whoever wrote this needs somebody to take the fall. And that's Freak, and that's Joey, and that's us. We gotta get the rest of the file so we can find out where the money's going before the worm disappears, so we can find out who created it.
I know who wrote it.
What?
This Ellingson security creep. I gave him a copy of a disc you gave me.
You what?
Didn't know what was on it.
Oh, man. It's universally stupid, man.
Yo, man, you an amateur, man.
Why'd he come to you?
I got a record. I was zero cool.
Zero cool? Crashed 1,507 systems in 1 day? Biggest crash in history. Front page New York Times, August 10th, 1988. I thought you was black, man.
Yo, man, this is zero cool! Oh, shit!
That's far out.
This is zero cool, man!
Ooh. No, that's great. There goes MIT.
I'll make it up!
Yeah? How?
I'll hack the Gibson.
Dude, they'll trace you like that, man. The cops are gonna find you. They're gonna find you with a smoking gun.
Fucked if I care, man.
Look, even if you had the password, it'd take you 10 minutes to get in, and you still gotta find the files, man. I mean, the cops will have you in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow, we are fried.
Never send a boy to do a woman's job. With me, we can do it in 7.
You both screwed. I help, we do it in 6.
Jesus, I gotta save all your asses. I help, we could do it in 5 minutes, man.
Okay, let's go shopping.
Woohoo!
Boom!
If I didn't live by a strict code of honor, I might take advantage of this situation. Erotically, as it were.
Hey, subway defense system.
It's way down there.
Ta-da.
No brain dead. The manual.
Oops.
Find it?
Oh, phone's all right. Problem must be somewhere else.
A large chunk of the garbage file? How much do they know?
Not everything, but enough to implicate us.
You said the worm was untraceable.
Yeah, to civilians, but they're hackers. But don't worry. All we have to do is launch the Da Vinci virus, and then they'll all be put away.
Launch the Da Vinci virus? You can't do that.
No one believes the guilty. Besides, by the time they realize the truth, we'll be long gone with all of our money.
Yeah.
Look, there is no right and wrong. There's only fun and boring. A 30-year prison sentence sounds pretty dull to me. Who do you prefer serves it? Us or them? The virus goes off tomorrow morning at 10:30, and those hackers tried to get into our system again. At this point, I insist you take more strenuous action, or Ellingson Mineral will hold the Secret Service responsible.
Get me arrest warrants on Kate Libby, alias Acid Burn, Emmanuel Goldstein, alias Serial Killer,
Dade Murphy, alias Crash Override, also known as
Zero Cool, and Paul Cook, alias Lord Nikon. We pick them up tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock.
Snoop on to them?
As they snoop on to us.
Yeah, it's Kate.
Hey, Bert. We got a little problem here.
All right, so what do we got?
Well, we have 50 passwords plus whatever Polaroid head here got inside, Elvis.
Well, I got a lot, right? I don't know how many, but my head hurts.
Yo, check this out. Hey, what's the Da Vinci virus?
What?
Check this out. It's a memo about how they're going to deal with those oil spills that happened on the 14th.
What oil spills?
Whoa. No brain dead. Today is the 13th.
Well, this hasn't happened yet.
Wait a minute, the 14th, that's the same day the worm ends its run. I mean, Da Vinci virus, didn't Freak say that's what he's being charged with? Infecting ballast programs of Ellingson tankers. They blame hackers.
Damn!
A worm and a virus? Plot thickens.
Whoa, where are you going, huh?
We got an idea. We've got a few hours, right, till we get arrested? So just stay low. I'm gonna go get some help. I'll beep you, okay? Are you coming?
May the force be with you, man.
Yeah,
I don't like this. I definitely don't like this.
What do you want?
We come in peace?
We need your help. If you're up to it.
She's buff. Ballsy.
Let's keep her.
Waste the dude.
A virus called Da Vinci will cause oil spills at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow.
It's somehow connected with the worm that's stealing the money.
We need your help to overload the Gibson so we can kill the Da Vinci virus and download the worm program.
She's rabid, but cute.
See, we're very busy. A TV network that wishes to remain nameless has expressed an interest in our show.
Let's go, Kate.
Wait. Nobody said no. But you are going to need more than just two media icons like us. You need an army.
That's it. An electronic army. If I were us, I'd get on the internet, send out a major distress signal.
Hackers of the world unite.
How are you going to hear the cops?
Yo, I'm blowing up. It's Kate, Grand Central. Let's hit it.
Use your best viruses to buy us some time. We have to get into Plague's file and copy the worm.
All right, there's a little tension breaker that had to be done, all right?
Cereal.
Yeah?
Go fix the phones.
Roger.
You got another couple minutes?
Joey, take this place.
What, me?
Take this place, man. Do it.
Cereal.
You can do it. It's cool.
Yeah, you're counting on us. Do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's boot up.
What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing.
nothing. It's just a minor glitch.
Minor glitch with you seems to turn into a major catastrophe.
Shit, sir.
There's a new virus in the database.
What's happening?
It's replicating, eating up memory. What do I do?
Type cookie, you idiot. I'll head him off at the pass.
We have a zero bug attacking all login and overlay files.
Run antivirus. Give me a systems display.
Now we've lost
that 26.
Nope, make that 10 to 40. And 1 to 6.
Die, dickweeds.
A rabbit is in the administration system.
Send a flu shot.
Rabbit, flu shot, someone talk to me.
A rabbit replicates till it overloads a file, then it spreads like cancer.
Cancer? It's the Gibson. It's finding us too fast.
Man, there's too many garbage files. I need more time.
They're at Grand Central Station, lower level. Don't screw up.
No, get out of here! No, God, everybody, let's move! Move it! Get the hell out of the way! Come on! 30 seconds! Over!
Game's over. Last chance to get out of this without a prison sentence. You're not good enough to beat me.
Shit.
Yeah, maybe I'm not. We are, you asshole.
Give it up.
3 minutes to
just give it up.
Are we fashionably late?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, you take the car. I'm
ready. Поехали.
Sì, sono pronta. Andiamo.
Multiple GPI and FSI virus.
Who's gonna have for remote nodes? They're going for the colonel.
Colonel who?
The system command processor. It's the brain.
Cancer, brain cancer.
Now, what's going on?
In short, Duke, a shitstorm.
Go! Go!
Thank you.
again, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Oh, shit! He got me.
Yo, Joey's getting stupid this way.
Come on, out of my way, my man.
Joey, I need you to drop your virus, go after the worm. You're the closest. It's root/workspace/garbage.
Kill the Gibsons.
Roger that. Come on, you son of a bitch. Is that all you got, huh? Come on, let's see what else you can do. You talking to me? Huh? Are you nuts? Come at me.
They're in the kernel.
Trouble from them.
Me, all right? I did it. She knows shit about computers. She's just my girlfriend.
I suggest you modify your attitude. Because you are floating, and I'm about to flush your ass.
You've got a Mrs. Murphy to see you, sir.
Are you crazy? What are you doing?
I'm trying to help you.
Dave.
What?
Thanks for your help.
Your son is in big trouble. He has violated his probation and he has engaged in criminal activity.
My son happens to be a genius. He understands something happening today that you won't comprehend if you live to be 100, and he would never use what he knows to harm a living soul.
And it is true you requested this here?
Oh, good. Because I have a few things to tell them.
Your son is facing 30 felony counts in an ongoing investigation. You face possible arrest if you do that.
Mister, I don't care if I face certain death.
Mrs. Murphy stays right here.
Oh. Wow, she's great.
Yeah.
And attack the Ellingson's computer network. Mm-hmm. Is this the last we've seen of this type of high-tech espionage?
Well, I'm afraid not. Hackers are a grave threat to the national security. This incident just proves, without a doubt, that we need increased funding to stop.
Hold on, I'm getting
in. Hola, boys and girls. It is I, the serial killer, making my first coast-to-coast, worldwide, global television appearance. Yes, that's right. I'm here to tell you about this heinous scheme hatched from within Elixir Mineral. But for what, you ask? World domination? Nay.
Something far more attacking. A virus
called Da Vinci that, when launched, would cause Ellingson Mineral tankers to capsize was to be blamed on innocent hackers. But this virus was really the smokescreen, right? What could be so vitally important to protect that someone would create such a nasty, antisocial, very uncool virus program? But why? Could it be to cover the tracks of this worm program? A worm that was to steal $25 million. The password to this hungry little sucker belongs to Margot, head of public relations for Ellingson Mineral, and Eugene Belfort, computer security officer.
Oh my. Bitch! Oh.
What's this? Is this the unnamed account in the Bahamas where the money was to be stashed? I think so.
Unlucky!
Yo, kind of feel like God.
Plague? Eugene!
I don't know.
Comedy of errors. I don't even know how to work a VCR, let alone a computer. Get off! Look, listen, I'll make a deal. Eugene Belford. I know where his mother is. I promise you. Get off of me. I need a lawyer.
Mr. Babbage. Flight time to Tokyo should be about 14 hours today. Did I get you anything else?
Just a pillow, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's going on? Let go of me! Stewardess! I'll never fly this airline again!
You look good in a dress.
You would have looked better.
Want to go for a swim?
I can't believe they decided you won.
They didn't. Guys felt it was the only way I'd get a date. Anyway, you're pretty good. You're elite.
Yeah? You know, if you would have said so in the beginning, you would have saved yourself a whole lot of trouble.
That.
You know, I've been having these really weird
dreams.
I don't care what the world has to say.
listen when we're told.